This is Dr. Dave, and in this podcast, I'm going to show you how to develop a new way of thinking. The Bible says, "Be transformed by the renewing of your mind." The Bible recognizes that your mind is the door through which you enter the world of positive change. You renew your life by renewing your mind. To win the battle against depression, you need a mind transplant. You need a whole new way of thinking so you can get a completely new way of feeling. What you put into your mind is extremely important because it changes who you are. What others put into your mind is equally important because it changes who you are as well. The law of positive direction says, the wheel of change always turns in the direction of what you put into your mind. When you put positive things into your mind, the wheel of change turns in a positive direction, and it's not long before it carries you out of the land of depression. God gave you a mind, and He expects you to fill it with good things. One of the most important jobs that you do each day is to fill your mind with positive things. How do you know whether you should allow something to gain entrance into your mind? What standard can you use with 100% assurance, knowing that if you let something into your mind, your life will actually be better rather than worse? Actually, the answer is pretty simple. The Bible says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is excellent, whatever is admirable, whatever is worthy of praise, think on these things. I call these the Big Eight. The Big Eight always make your life better, and they never make it worse. They are reliable and trustworthy guides that keep you from getting mired in the toxic waste of the 21st century. Let's take a look at the Big Eight. Number one, it's true. It's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. There is no half-truth. There is no distortion or misrepresentation of the truth. There is no spin doctoring or attempt to mislead. Number two, it's noble. It elevates people, lifting them up to a higher level. It helps people live on a higher plane. Number three, it's right. It's spot on, just what the doctor ordered, appropriate and exactly what needs to be said or done at the present moment. Number four, it's pure. It's unadulterated by the toxic waste of the 21st century. When you put it inside your heart and mind, you still have a clean mind and pure heart. You are clean inside, which gives you 20/20 spiritual vision so you can see God's hand of love at work in your life, and you have perfect spiritual hearing so you can hear God's voice of love. Number five, it's lovely. It's the loving thing to think, say, and do. It fills your heart and mind with God's love and love for other people. When your heart and mind are full of love, they are exactly the way God meant for them to be. Number six, it's excellent. It requires the best of you. It leads you away from mediocrity and pushes your mind in the direction of excellence. You think excellent thoughts, which leads to an excellent life. Number seven, it's admirable. When you stand back and look at it, it causes a sense of admiration to well up inside your heart and mind. Number eight, it's worthy of praise. You can recommend it to your family and friends because it's so worthwhile and good. It's worthy of your time and effort and of who you are. These eight things are your gold standard, and they determine if you want to have something in your mind. When these types of things and these types of thoughts are in your mind, they always make your life better. Now we're going to talk about the opposite of these things. We're going to talk about the toxic waste of the 21st century. Toxic waste consists of words, thoughts, sounds, images, and emotions that are harmful. They damage your heart and mind and make it more difficult to live as a positive person. Toxic waste forms the heart and soul of cognitive distortions. Although the highest concentration of toxic waste is found in the media, specifically in music, television, and the movies, It also abounds in other areas of our materialistic and performance-oriented culture. What are the characteristics of toxic waste? Number one, toxic waste isn't the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. It's half-truth or distorted, twisted versions of the truth. It's oversimplified, spin-doctored truth. It's the 15-second sound and video bite that pretends to be the truth. Although it may not be a bold-faced lie, it's a misrepresentation of the facts designed to influence, persuade, mislead, or even outright deceive. Number two, toxic waste isn't noble. It doesn't elevate people or lift them up to a higher plane. It brings them down, debasing them as their life sinks to a lower level. Number three, toxic waste isn't right. It's off-center, off-color, and not spot-on. It's not what the doctor ordered, and it's not what needs to be said or done at the present time. It's inappropriate for who you are, where you are going, and what you want to do with your life. Toxic waste isn't lovely. It doesn't fill your heart and mind with love. Thoughts and emotions that are unloving are toxic, and the more of them that you experience, the more harm that's done to your heart and mind. Number five, toxic waste isn't excellent. It doesn't bring out the best in you, and it moves your life in the direction of mediocrity. It siphons off your excellence and prevents you from being the best you can be. Number six, toxic waste isn't pure. It's adulterated. When it gets inside, it sullies your character and takes you down. It creates inner pollution that clouds your vision and dulls your hearing. It reduces your ability to see God at work in your life and makes it harder to hear God's voice of love. Number seven, toxic waste isn't admirable. When you stand back and look at it, admiration doesn't well up inside. There's nothing in it to admire. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's disgusting. It's just not something that fills your heart with admiration. Number eight, toxic waste isn't worthy of praise. You can't recommend it to your family and friends because at its heart, it really isn't worthwhile. It's unworthy of your time, of your effort, and of who you are. Toxic waste never makes your life better and always makes it worse. It creates inner pollution, and if you let it accumulate in your heart and mind, you experience an inner holocaust that annihilates your dreams. There is no limit to how bad your life can become when toxic waste fills your heart and mind. The voice of depression is full of toxic waste. It's jam-packed full of mental sludge. The voice of depression doesn't speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. It has a distorted, twisted message that can't stand up to the light of day. The voice of depression isn't ennobling. It brings you down and makes you feel like you're worthless. The voice of depression isn't right. It's off-center and off-color. It's inappropriate for who you are and what you want to do with your life. The voice of depression isn't lovely. It doesn't fill your heart and mind with loving thoughts. The voice of depression isn't excellent. It doesn't bring out the best in you. The voice of depression isn't pure. It creates inner pollution that makes you feel unclean inside and makes it harder to see God at work in your life and to hear His voice of love. The voice of depression isn't admirable. There's nothing in its message that causes admiration to well up inside your heart and mind. The voice of depression isn't worthy of praise. You can't recommend its message to anyone because it isn't worthwhile. The voice of depression is full of toxic waste, and if you listen to its message, it will ruin your life. You will never win the battle against depression if you allow toxic waste into your mind. Show no mercy to toxic waste because it's not your friend. When you think about letting something into your mind, see how it measures up to the Big Eight. There's no better toxic waste detector than the Big Eight. Don't turn on your television until you first turn on your toxic waste detector. There's a lot of depressing toxic waste in the media. If you turn on your TV and let them dump the garbage in, your mind will become a dumpster and you will become sick. The news media and entertainment are full of toxic waste designed to focus your mind on their sick message. Anytime, day or night, you can tune your cable television to dozens of channels portraying violent and dysfunctional behavior that has no redeeming value. Anytime, day or night, you can tune in your favorite news channel and listen to their gospel of fear, gloom, and doom. I spent more than 10 years sailing around the world on my yacht, and I discovered that the world is a lot different than the one portrayed on television. There are billions of wonderful people out there just like you and me. They love God, and they're doing everything they can to make the world a better place. After going through tsunamis, hurricanes, earthquakes, and even living in the Middle East, I'm convinced that God made a good world and life is good, and I'm not going to let the toxic waste of the 21st century change my opinion. It's all about focus. I'm going to focus my mind on positive things and enjoy my short trip on planet Earth. My mind is too precious to let it fill up with toxic waste. In this podcast, I spent a great deal of time talking about toxic waste and how it harms you. The reason is simple. It matters a great deal what you put into your mind. And if you're depressed, it's critical what you put there. You can't afford to pollute your mind with toxic waste. You need to have a mind that is full of everything that is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, excellent, admirable, and worthy of praise. When your mind is full of these things, depression will head for the hills and your cognitive distortions will become history. You can make your mind as positive as you want. All you need to do is fill it with positive things. Fill it with the Big Eight. Remember, if you want to have a mind free from depression, nobody can stop you.